To CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. It is 7:30 Mondays. You know what that means. It's Karasu starting right now. This is 101.9 FM. You just heard Sugar Lunch with Ue o Muite Aruko. Of course, it is a song originally sang by Sakamoto Kyu, and you may probably know more of it as Sukiyaki. But thank you for listening. My name is Alex, and the show is called Karasu, where I will be playing some Japanese independent music, most particularly rock music, for tonight. And I will be focusing on songs that are themed for summer. All the songs have the term summer or something hot, oceans, you name it. Anything that comes up to mind that's associated with the word summer, I'll be playing those songs. And I hope you guys will be liking it tonight. Would you be liking it?
Maybe. How come he can't do that? He gets all these Japanese summer songs and you can only come up with one or two. How's that?
He shrugs.
What did he say? What was that?
Oh, he just shrugged.
Oh, he just, I thought you said he did drugs.
Sayonara,
John. I think I should bring a bottle of sake. Maybe he'll bring come up with a few more names.
That would make him happy.
Yes, absolutely happy. I think it'll make us all happy. Oh, my God.
A little black sushi.
Oh, yeah, the black sushi. I got to get back on that. But I hope you guys had a great Canada Day, by the way. Probably still have your bottleneck headache. Still with the booze still in your system. So sit back, relax. Hope you guys will be enjoying this program. By the way, there's podcasting available for this show. It is on at our website, www.citr.ca. Just go to the podcasting. You know the rest. If you do not know how to use the mouse, then forget about it. Just listen to this program from now on, okay? So the next song I'm going to be playing is called Vola and the Oriental Machine. And this song is called Mexico Pub. If you went there last March, I think this music is for you. Check it out.
Thank you.
Ah, that distinctive harmony. It is none other than Puffy, or over here in North America, it is Puffy Ami Yumi. And that song is called Umieto, which means to the ocean. Perfect place to go during the summer, especially Kitsilano. Hot chicks. And before that, I had Vola in the Oriental Machine, and the song was called Mexico Pub. Tequila, tequila. I remember going there a couple of years ago, and I went on a tequila tour, and I passed out in the morning. It was a morning tour, okay? You just had to take like a sip or two, okay? But anyways, hope you're enjoying the program. If you just tuned in, this show is called Karasu. I'll be playing a lot of Japanese music, and tonight it'll be focusing on the theme of summer. So I will hope you sit back, relax, and enjoy the cloudy weather out there. It's too bad that, you know, it wasn't like 100% sunshine outdoors. But hey, what do you get? What do you expect in Vancouver when it rains almost 80, 90% of the time? So we'll be playing Bloodthirsty Butchers next. But I just want to let you know that if you want to eat an unique watermelon, how about this one? How about you want to try some square-shaped watermelons in Japanese stores? This actually been selling in Japan for decades, as a matter of fact. But it is a delicacy, I would say, maybe like a local delicacy, for farmers in Zentsuji City, which is in Kagawa Prefecture. And they actually grow these cubic or cube-shaped watermelons this season. And how did they make it? They actually put it in these plastic cube containers and to make them square as they grow and expand, but they couldn't expand into a round shape because the container basically restricts them from doing so, making it into a cube shape. And they make 800 of these, but they usually sell them all out during the summer, usually by mid-July. And as much as it's cool to look at one, it's apparently not so delicious or sweet. And not to mention, it's a little expensive too. It goes around for $200 to $250. So if you have a chance to go to Japan and you just want to maybe get a crave for something square, or maybe draw some dots on these watermelons and maybe play some Monopoly or something, you might want to check out those cube watermelons at a Japanese supermarket near you. Anyways, this song is called Poolside by Bloodthirsty Butchers on 101.9 FM.
This is beautiful downtown Burbank.
Well, Max, headquarters. Headquarters. Chaos.
An audio magazine to be read with the ear.
Thursday nights at 11.
I saw the sign, so I removed the other eye.
Laugh Tracks. A show about comedy.
A cheerful change from the humdrum morning fare.
We didn't come from monkeys, you atheistic pinko meatheads.
Oh, Mr. President, hey, oh, hey!
Thank you, Mr. Bale.
Every Thursday night on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
I'm beginning to feel like a nut.
That's small.
We had Naked Sun. Actually, that was the name of the song. And it was performed by the Michelle Gunn Elephant. Let's just put some background music right there. Get some reggae in there, you know. Just sit back, relax. Enjoy BC's finest, if you know what I mean. And just keep on listening to CITR 101.9 FM. Oh, yeah, by the way, this reggae song is also by a Japanese band. It's called Baghdad Cafe. If you like it, please pick it up. Before the Michelle Gunn Elephant, I also played Bloodthirsty Butchers. The song is called Poolside. If you haven't figured it out, all the songs that I'm playing right now are by Japanese artists. And tonight, I'm just focusing on the theme of summer. And this next band is probably the perfect fit for tonight's show. The band's name is Natsu Men. And it literally means, in Japanese and translation, summer men. And the entire album also focuses on the theme of summer. The title of the album is called Never Wear Out Your Summer XXX. I don't know if the XXX stands for the sex or fill in the blanks, but I guess it depends on what you'd like to do in this hot day. And all the songs with the theme of summer is in it. There's even titles such as New Summer Boy, Pills to Kill My August, Whole Lot of Summer, and Natsu no Muijina, to just name a few. But the sound of this band, well, it's entirely instrumental. I would say that it's very distorted jazz territory with a great combination of heat horns, steel, and riffs that really stretches out in a very long, lengthy, epic song. It has a lot of energy, power, intensity that will really set the summer feeling for your holidays. So I think this would be a perfect band for my show for today. And hope you guys will be liking it. And let me just set it up in a minute. There we go. Hope you guys will be ready for it. Again, it's Natsu Men with the song Natsu no Muijina.
We'll be right back.
The soundtrack does sound like a live recording. You do hear the audiences clapping right there, but it's actually a studio recording, and they just added the audiences in the background after they were mixing it up. So anyways, that was Natsumen with the song Natsu no Mujina, just to set the summer right there. Let's put the Baghdad Cafe back right on. Hope you guys are enjoying the show tonight. This is Karasu. My name is Alex Ushijima. You can find the podcasting for this show. It is available at www.citr.ca. And then, of course, there's many other excellent programs that's on this beautiful independent radio station at the University of British Columbia. So, again, check out the website and find out what music that you haven't discovered yet. www.citr.ca. So I hope you guys are getting back on track from last night, Canada Day. Big birthday for our nation, and hope you guys had a blast. I did pretty well. Went to the Steveson Salmon Fest, ate some salmon, saw some buddies that I've seen haven't seen since high school graduation, and had a blast. Really enjoyed it. And of course, I have a hangover. You have to, of course. Come on, it's Canada Day, right? So I hope you have one too. Hope you have a hangover as well. So you can sit back and relax. Take your best remedy to get rid of that booze headache. And lie down on the couch and listen to my show. Hope you guys will be liking what I'll be playing next. The next band I'm going to be playing is called Sambo Master. And this is a very, very unique punk band. I guess the best word to describe their style is punk. It is very, very straight punk rock, but we do also hear some tints of Japanese elements in their style. Most notably, I really like the vocalist. His name is Takashi Yamaguchi. He just rips it up. He just takes the band by storm. And really attracts the audience, especially with his voice. It's very distinctive, very powerful, and he just screams it all out. And I really liked his lyrics as well. Despite that it's very fast rock, I would say that his songs in Karatras are really a direct expression of love and relationships in Japanese. And for that, many of his singles are being used for drama series. It's really odd for watching like this really smoochy, moozy love dramas using such a fast-paced rock. And I think you'll see why. You can really imagine a Japanese drama series with this next song, right? But anyways, this song is called Utsukushiki Ningen no Hibi. And again, it is performed by Sambo Master. And Mr. Mansbridge, could you remind them what they are listening to?
I'm Peter Mansbridge, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Ah! Ago, in a city far, far away,
CITR
was born. In the decade ahead, America will be in space.
CITR
is already there. Astronaut Neil Armstrong had this to say about
CITR.
It's one small step for man.
CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Herbert R. Tarlick, Chairman.
Oh,
Yes, we had Kurudi performing that track. The song was called Omatsuri Washoi. And Washoi is an interjection, something that people will say sort of like, yeah, all right, when there's like a huge Japanese festivity, a festival just going on in local areas. So if you ever go to some inaka, countryside, and see some people carrying omikoshis or portable shrines, you probably hear them say washoi, washoi. So anyways, the song was basically focusing on summer festivals. And before that, I had Sambo Master, Utsukushiki Ningen no Hibi. And they've been rocking for, I think, around more than 10 years now. They're all members, the trio, are in their early 30s now. So let's see how far they'll go. I think they're doing very well. Anyways, I think they're signed by Sony, so I think they'll be doing just fine. This is CITR 101.9 FM, and this is a Japanese program called Karasu. And right now, I'm going to do a couple of public service announcements. All the announcements are focusing on Asian cultures. Any events that are related to Asian cultures, I'll be saying it on the show, so you can check them out and learn a thing or two about Eastern Asia's or anywhere across the Asian continent. So anyways, first off, the Vancouver Asian Canadian Theater will be presenting Cowboy vs. Samurai. This is an event that's going on from July 20th to August 3rd at the Fire Hall Arts Center, 280 East Cordova Street. And this play has been named as one of the best plays of 2006 by New Playwrights. And it is a romantic comedy written by Michael Glamko. And it has been such a great hit in New York City, San Francisco, Seattle, and hopefully for its Canadian premiere in Vancouver. So if you want to check out this romantic comedy, Cowboys vs. Samurai, there you can find more information and buy tickets at www.vact.ca. Secondly, 50 years of Janus Films will be presenting the Masters of Japanese Cinema. This is an event, a movie, I guess, festival that's going on June 21st to July 13th. So you know what? You only got a couple of weeks left for this. And it's going to be, of course, at the Pacific Cinematheque, 1131 Howe Street. And it's going to be a rare and popular collection of film works by many excellent Japanese directors, such as Akira Kurosawa, Kobayashi Ozu, and Ichikawa. And they're all going to be presented at the Pacific Cinematheque, and this is your opportunity to see the most important and influential Japanese directors' greatest works. And for schedules and ticket information, you can go to www.cinematheque.bc.ca. That's it for my public service announcements. Just two for tonight, but I'm pretty sure there'll be a lot more coming along the way. If there are any events that you would like me to mention on the air, as long as it's related to Asian culture, I will do my part. And you could just send me an email, japanindie, that's Japan, I-N-D-I-E, that's one word, at gmail.com. And yeah, let me know. Just let me know the date, the place, the time of the show, and why should people go there. So please, again, japanindie@gmail.com if you want me to do a public service announcement. Anyways, it is that time when public service announcement is over. Guess you know what that means. It means it's Rovo time. This is Rovo with a song called Spica on CITR.
We'll be right back.
Hope you guys enjoyed that. Very long track. That was around 14 minutes long. Shikes, Robo, need to take a break somewhere. No, I'm just kidding. It's great. Great song. Again, that was Robo with the song Spica. Okay. I know it's supposed to be the theme of summer, but Spica, it sounded like spice and spice hot. Ha ha. Very funny. But I hope you guys enjoyed that tune. This is CITR 101.9. My name is Alex. Thank you for listening if you just started tuning in. And I will be playing more Japanese artists in the next 25 minutes. And then after that, at 9 o'clock, will be Gavin Walker in the studio. And Gavin Walker is the host of The Jazz Show. And he'll be starting it up from 9 p.m. to 12 midnight. He usually has a special featured artist or album. And nonetheless, throughout the show, he'll be playing great selection of jazz, blues, and anything that will make you feel cool. So anyways, if you like jazz, this is the show for you. Again, it's called The Jazz Show, or The Jazz Show, whichever you prefer. And again, it's hosted by Gavin Walker, starting at 9 o'clock. Yesterday was, of course, Canada Day, but what happened on July 2nd? What happened on this day? Other than the IOC selecting Vancouver as the hosting city for the Winter Olympics for 2010, I hear cheers and boos at the same time right now. I could probably, by the demographics of the people that would be listening to this radio station, I probably might hear more boos for Winter Olympics. I don't know. I'm looking forward to it in a sense that I could watch men's hockey in Canada. But on the other hand, we're just spending lots of money on some stuff, so I don't know if it's going to work by then. So I hope it's for the better. I'm pretty sure that things will be ready by then. But it is also on this day, on July 2nd, in 1950. Did you know this? That the Golden Temple, or the Kinkakuji in Kyoto, it got burnt down. Yeah, the Golden Temple in Kyoto, the one that we have right now, is actually is a building that has been rebuilt. The original one was burnt down in 1950. And it's not just the building, but also the national treasures that were kept by Japanese shoguns ever since the Edo period, or perhaps even way back then. So I would say around 600, 700 years old of these national treasures were also burnt into ashes. What caused this fire? It was from a monk, as a matter of fact, and he was found in the garden of the Golden Temple with his stomach cut open, and he also took a dose of sleeping pills. Now, we don't know why exactly he burnt down this national architecture of Japan, but it is said that he really hated society. That's the phrase that he said, that he hated society and the beauty of his own society. So he basically took that golden symbol of Kyoto, and I guess he struck a match or a lighter and made it crumble down. I'm not too sure if this is the first time or the second time it got burnt down. I remember talking to a few of my colleagues that it got burnt down twice. Correct me if I am wrong. I think the second time it was actually from an electric blanket that ignited. So that's an unfortunate event. But this one, this is just stupid. Come on, you don't want to burn the Golden Temple. But in any case, we have the third one, all built for the tourists out there. And by the way, if today is your birthday, guess who you share your birthday with? Street Fighter 2, Sagat. Tiger Uppercut. Yes, I'm not kidding. You are sharing your birthday with Sagat. Anyways, I'll be playing Number Girl. I'll be playing Number Girl. And the song is called Hadashi no Kisetsu, which means a barefooted season. So take off your sandals and walk on the sand when you listen to this track. Again, you're listening to 101.9 FM CITR. Yeah. We had Eastern Youth. That was the name of the band singing their summer theme song. It's called Natsu no Hikari, the Light of Summer. I think that'll be the best translation for that track. Before that, I had Harashi no Kisetsu, performed by none other than Number Girl. Excellent band. If you really like alternative rock, and especially if you like the Pixies, you want to listen to that band, the Pixies influenced band called Number Girl. Got to pick up all their albums. I highly recommend them. I think they're awesome. Okay, anyways, in 50 minutes or less than 15 actually, Gavin Walker will be taking over. He's just preparing himself for the jazz show, so stay tuned if you're a jazz fan, and just listen to the rest of my show. I got some great Japanese tracks coming right up next. Just a reminder that you can check out the podcasting www.citr.ca and click on the link podcasting you know the rest, especially if you have a computer. If not, that's why you're listening to the radio, right? Of course. But I want to let you know something. In the news, very, very interesting. There's a woman on death row planning to run for the upper house elections in Japan. This woman is by the name of Masumi Hayashi, and she was arrested. I remember this news. She was arrested for murdering four people by poisoning a pot of curry, Indian curry, that was served at a festival in Wakayama. And as a matter of fact, this happened 9 years ago. And oddly enough, I don't know why she's doing this now, she decided, hey, I want to run for the election to get a seat in the upper house. And people might think, hey, you know what? Hey, she's a convict. She killed four people. How can she ever get into politics? That's impossible. Well, according to the Japanese law, inmates are allowed to run for office as long as the conviction is not confirmed. And you know, after 9 years, I guess the lawyer is very excellent. She has not been confirmed for her conviction, so she is trying to get that spot in the politics. And what does she want to address? Well, this is the list. She wants to address and comment on prison conditions, capital punishment, and state of the country's legal system. In other words, she wants to be off of death row. What does her husband Kenji think about this? Well, other than the fact that his wife also tried to kill him with a pot of curry, poisoned curry, he said, quote, she shouldn't be wasting her time with stuff like that. Now's the time when she should be thinking about her appeal. Of course. But God, you know, like, what is this Japanese law? Come on, man. That's just ridiculous. Anyways, we'll be playing Supercar, one of my favorite bands, EXO song. It's called Summer Tune. And Steve Nash, maybe you could just remind them what they are listening to.
Hey, this is Steve Nash. You're listening to CITR 101.9, the home of the UBC Thunderbirds.
Go Phoenix.
We'll be right back.
That was Supercar with Summer Tune. And I got 5 minutes left, so I'm going to be finishing it off with one last song, and I think it'd be a perfect transition to the jazz show coming right up next. Again, my name is Alex Tsujijima, and thank you for listening if you just listened to part or the whole entire show. Again, thank you very much. I really appreciate all the listeners out there. If you have any comments, suggestions for my programs, or want to find out what I have been playing, there are two ways. If you want to find the playlist, you can go to www.citr.ca, and you can download tonight's show onto your favorite iPod or MP3 player, and there'll be a list of the songs that I've played for tonight as well. And secondly, you can also send me an email. It is japanindie@gmail.com, japanindie@gmail.com, and any comments are greatly considered and appreciated. I really like what you think about the show, and I want to make it better just for you guys. Of course, why not, right? Anyways, I'm finishing it off with a jazz group, very upbeat. Hope you guys like it. It's called Soil and Pimp Sessions. I don't know what kind of soil it is, but the song is called Summer Goddess. And hey, enjoy the summer. You got 2 months of it, and then it'll be another 10 months of rain. So go out there, pick up some girls, get some booze, enjoy the beaches and the concerts that'll be coming out throughout the summer. And anyways, I gotta get going. Thank you very much, and I'll see you next week. Sayonara. Bye bye.